my music. Shuffle all. I don't want to hear this song.
Who the hell is that?
No face.
The hell are you on my door this time of night?
I can't see glory.
Glory? Yo! Get your ass up and come down to this door. What the hell these boys want you for this time of night?
I don't know.
That's what we came from. We lost the fuck!
Ah, the great poets of my generation.
Cinematic mini epics sobered by train lines and phone lines, and I forget these things.
train tracks like wallpaper now. I start taking hundreds upon hundreds of photographs, all of which you're absent from. A detailed scientific investigation into light reflected on glass, and I became invisible. Listening to techno and shoegaze in my room all alone, and private parties all for myself and slender fingers home from MSN. An encyclopedic knowledge of daytime television presenters.
Myself out again by having the car set to kilometers instead of miles. This construction zone has a, you know, one of those signs that tells you exactly how fast you're going and then blinks at you if it feels like you're going too fast. So it was said 50 and it was blinking because this is a construction zone and that's a little fast. And I looked down and it said 86 down here. I'm like, ah, Jesus.
Bye.
songs like this are songs that made me realize I, like, it was stuff like this that made me want to start a band again. Like, you know, whatever, 10 years ago, whatever it was now, 11. Like this, a lot of the, like, electro clash stuff that was coming back, where it was just, like, lyrically, like, very repetitive, like, just kind of built around a handful of lines, and, like, a relatively monotonous kind of drone. Like, there was definitely a feeling of, like, oh, we could totally do that. And I don't know that we ever really wrote a song that went all the way with that stuff. We had songs that definitely didn't have a lot of lyrics in them, but we didn't necessarily repeat those lyrics over and over again over the course of a song. Like, stuff like this, like Gravy Train, and, you know, some of the other... other bands that we had gotten into. That was, like, over a decade ago now. Or I guess a decade ago, we were, you know, still actively writing on a regular basis.
Let's go. the 1-5. Plus, if you wish to defuse yourselves, corruption, and then they would die. Then the galaxy would suffer what he had to try. But he couldn't risk it. Put the cure on the escape pod and kissed it. And told her goodbye. She started to cry. But he knew if he could distract her, he could buy some time and she could make it out alive. Turn the suit around and got a pity for the standoff. Space mine had room under the hands off. Damaged laser cannons and he got a system jam. And he faced the whole fleet, blood seeping through his teeth. The final saga in the seven planet wars. Unsheathed the sword and then he charged forward. His eyes flashed behind the crack cockpit glass. He let out a laugh and all she heard was a blast like, spread it.
Kids get fame using yourself as the medium. You're gonna get into that gathering again soon. You're gonna be famous,
right? Why you always say that?
Because it's true.
Midgets, and let's talk about them for half a second. Now that Holly brought them up, and I don't know what her anger is about midgets. But I hate midgets. I'm going to say that right now. Don't put your hand down. It's not a fucking rally against midgets, lady. Jesus. Maybe one of them's in here. He's standing up in their chair trying to watch, and they're going to fucking woo right now.
don't slow down and realize what you're doing, you might lose everything.
Cause time goes by, it goes on, and it don't stop. I said time goes by, it goes on, and it don't stop.
Sometimes it feels, feel like my time has passed. Like I'm an hourglass, and the sand is moving fast, moving too fast. In this life I live, in this life, and my dad is my best friend. But it seems like I only call him when I need some money. Ain't that something? People around me. I mean the ones that I do have. It's like they're here today, but they'll probably be gone tomorrow. When it's raining hard, and my car breaks down. Step triple A, son of a bitch.
Cause time goes by, it goes on, and it don't stop. I said time goes by, it goes on, and it don't stop.
Here we go again, in my life all alone again, I got no wife, I got no kids. No one to come home to, no one to cook for me. And when I'm sick, it's a catastrophe. My days are slow, my nights are cold. And to go to sleep, gotta keep the TV on.
Oh, look, man.
Maybe scale still call me private, still call me. Yes, if I'm doing fine. But she has a daughter, how am I gonna be fine? And the baby ain't mine.
Damn.
No. Zoned out there in traffic for a second. Like, I don't actually want to hear this song.
Disappeared and the bitch come out. That's him, I'm usually what they whisper about. Either what chick he with or his chip him out. Cause I've been doing this since Chips was out. Watching Eric Estrada bagging up at the Ramada. Table full of powder. AC bro about to take another shower on my 25th hour. Spike Lee's everywhere, game on the flight. You might see me anywhere, day in the life. Pony thing changed until now I'm on the flight. I can touch down and take off the same night. I'm so bossy, bitch get off me. Trick get off me, you can't get shit off me. I'm so bossy, no sixes off.
deck is that idea.
Double barrel!
But still I push weight to make the ghettos quake. By all means I've seen, I've lived by 22 years old. $50,000 vehicles I rimmed. My dreams start over the stove. I ran over the globe and back again.
You know I keep it chrome under season in my home. Without speaking, you'll give me your chain. I'm the bitch, don't make me draw your pain. They call me Sco, Joe, Ferrasco, Pico Chain.
To piss in, or will it throw it out of? I'm filthy, but you can believe I got over a stack in my pocket, though. Iceberg on the seams of my jeans? No. I'm a Dickies and Tim's man. I'm not no Benz man. Delta 88 on rims, man. With merit 10 and 4 of my most militant men who's trying to stay sucker free. That's why they hang around me. Cause I ain't Prince, lusting for diamonds and pearls. I'm not no bitch. I choose a Mac before that, attached a 100-shot clip. I scare the shit out of bank tellers so I can become rich. That's how I make my living. I give them encouragement. You're doing great. Keep chilling while I'm flashing the Glock in their face. Show I could be appreciative. I tell them thanks for giving. I'm sinning. But Lord knows that I have 3 children. Now I'm somewhere in Utah, relaxing at your ass with a broad. I'm quarter million in stash, avoiding the law.
You know I keep it chrome under ceasing in the home. Without speaking, you'll give me your chain. I'm the bitchy, don't make me draw your pain. They call me Sco, Joe, Ferrasco, Pico Chain. Brothers be this.
the man in the mirror and ask him to make that change. That real dope.
We're gonna skate to one song only.
The words are end. There's a pipe going down in Newport Town. Loads of free booze and they're gonna feed us. I stepped to it in my new white Adidas. Like comedy with John Candy. It's funny to see my mate Ballsy. You think he's got the munchies and he's eating the Snickers, but he's walking around the kitchen in your mother's knickers. Right in the bedroom, the kitchen and the corridor. Everyone's like, cause I'm a fucking dry ambassador. No smoking, what the fuck is that? I can't know if I rob your fucking four pack. It's a house party, like it's play.
Frustrating week where there are things I want to say about video games, but that will have to wait. That's how it goes sometimes. Say it's frustrating, like the only thing more frustrating than not having a game that you're like trying to get work done on is having the game and having the servers not be live. Like, oh man, this is even worse. But hey, that work has to get done or whatever, right? So. It's actually the nice thing about the EA Access stuff. When reviewing Need for Speed is like that game was out, you know, a handful of days early for people to play, so the servers were populated. Not that there was anything meaningful to really do with them.
Queens, but the plates read VA. My I'll show you where I rest at. It ain't hard to find me. Let me buy a brick and get the other one to sign me.
Hey,
the ice is hard, man. Yeah, I know, don't remind me. I catch another case, I'ma kill Giuliani. It ain't even safe to sell a pack at night. Got tags riding around the projects on mountain bike.
AMY ain't the same. It's OT player. You can go and cop coke from the corner bodega. Hit the highway and take it to a town near you. And get that money, man. Get that money, man. Same as OT player, you can go and cop coke from the corner bodega. Hit the highway and take it to a town near you. And get that money, man. Get that money, man.
Now if you come to work before and I'm not around, that means I copped and I went out of town.
That's right.
Y'all motherfuckers know how I get down. I'm about my money, man. I'm about my money, man.
Yeah.
That's like the beginning of that song.
If a civilized person doesn't perform his duty, what shall be done?
Pardon me, God, that nigga got a gun, folks, out of sweatpants. Check out his stance. See the side of his grill?
Look like my cousin Lance, left hand, rocky, just fine.
Yo, I think I did his cross. You want a crush bone leather with the strings off?
Now I remember.
He from Fair Mountain. Him and Mitch Green shot the fear one
near the water fountain.
Seventh round, shot that bleeding from his right hand, yo. Keep your eye on that same nigga from right here.
Popcorn spilling all on Liz Claiborne. Ghost had the flock Gucci box with no socks on. St. Deion Sanders in the back with the fat fur on.
Working them hoes with the fly wool shirts on. Big drink sessions done.
Pour me some more.
Chef left it out, blinking at Sean J. Moore.
10th round, chef is 10 of them.
Sweepy, get your shit off.
It's like blacks against the Germans.
Getting hit on.
Smoothing them walk in.
Brownsville representing.
They sent the bottle over, autograph.
Back twist, two of those.
Yo, they want to stop in the fight. Still took a point away from Shabazz.
Rematch scheduled on October 9th.
Supervision, all right?
Took a shot. What are you gonna do now? How are you gonna kill him? You gonna make him unsuccessful? Frank,
be successful in Atlanta. Be unsuccessful, too. You can find us.
I got these niggas, Breezy. Don't worry about it. Let that bitch breathe. I used to give a fuck. Now I give a fuck less. What do I think of success? It sucks. Too much stress. I guess I blew up quick. Cause friends I grew up with see me as a preemie, but I'm not, and my nuts big. I don't know what the fuss is. My career's illustrious. My rep is impeccable. I'm not to be fucked with. With shit. Let that bitch breathe. I'm way too important to be talking about extorting. Asking me for a Porsche is like asking for a coffin. Broad daylight, I off your on switch. You're not too bright. Good night, long kiss. Bye bye, my reply. Blah blah. Blast burner and pass burner to ta-ta. Finish my breakfast. Why? I got an appetite for destruction and you're a small fry. Now where was I? Let that bitch breathe. I used to give a shit, now I don't give a shit more. Truth be told, I had more fun when I was pissed off. This is success all about. A bunch of niggas acting like bitches with big mouths. All this stress, all I got is this big house. Couple cars, I don't bring half of them shits out. All this ace of spade I drink just to piss out. I mean, I like the taste, could've saved myself 6 hours. How many times can I go to Mr. Chow's? Towels, no boo. Hold up, let me move my bowels. I shit on y'all niggas. OG, tell these boys.
I ain't got shit on my nigga.
I got watches I ain't seen in months. Apartment at the Trump, only slept in once. Niggas said hobo was over, such dummies. Even if I fail, I land on a bunch of money. Y'all ain't got nothing for me. Nas, let that bitch breathe.
Success, McLaren, women staring. My villain appearance, sacred blood of a king in my vein ain't spilling. Ghetto Othello, sugar hero mellow, Camaro driven. I climax from paper, then ask why is life worth living. Is it the hunt for the shit that you want? To receive's great, but I lust giving. The best jewelers wanna make my things. I make Jacob shit on the rain just to make me a chain. Niggas mentioned the one love, came home the paper in hand. They gotta brag about the feds, young man. Old cribs I sold, y'all drive by like monuments. Google Earth, now I got flats in other continents. Worst enemies wanna be my best friends. Best friends wanna be enemies, like that's what's in. But I don't give a fuck, walk inside the lion's den. Take everybody's chips, bout to cash them in. Up your catalog, dog, mine's worth too much. Like Mike Jack's ATV plug, but Tola can't touch. Let this bitch breathe. Let this bitch breathe.
Spotless by their own jury, they're blinded by chain after chain, cause they used to be enslaved. Coons
shooters. Cooter, tap dance for your advance. Then lie to all the field niggas about how you got your chance. Swear you been a renegade, but nigga, please, you been afraid. Go get master his lemonade and stop with all the street charades. You a gangster when the things happen. At Magnet School and drama class where you was learning acting. And dope dealing, scene stealing, made a perfect villain. The labels need new acts, you act, so what a perfect feeling. Feeling the blanks, but never can replace the feeling of real music, real hustlers that been through it. Real riders, real rhymers, get their lives to it. And if you with me, say amen, it's time for real music.
Congregation, please stand. Receive the blessing from my motherfucking hands. Sitting holy water, walk through the promised land. It's Bishop Lamar, my heel, crush the devil hand. Hip hop is dead, that's what the devil says. It's all about swag, that's what the devil says. Limit you cash, that's what the devil says. Bless the trap, partake of my daily bread.
Welcome you to Babylon, where fools babble on and on and languages confuse. It's hard to translate, for instance, when they state they keep it real, they really mean they keep it fake. Peace means war, one love is one hate. A stab in the back, the same as a handshake. It's Hollywood, Hollywood, where your favorite rapper goes and disappears. Off the planet like an alien abduction. Next album, first single, sounds strange when he be busting. Must be that Scientology, a blow that he been snuffing. Or a combo of both, take a trip, let's coast. Be rock stars in five-star hotels and overdose. MTV Diary doesn't come close. You think you know, but you have no idea about the demons and scheming that goes on inside here.
Congregation, please stand. Receive the blessing from my motherfucking hands. Sit holy water, walk through the promised land. It's Bishop Lamar, my heel, crush the devil head. Hip hop is dead, that's what the devil says. It's all about swag, that's what the devil says. Limit your cash, that's what the devil says. Bless the trap, partake of my daily bread.
Unholy trinity, sex, drugs, and alcohol. Your biggest artist, from knees came to downfall. Even right now, as you listen, it's around y'all. And me too, that's how you know that I'm not lying, no. These stars wanna blow their brains to Venus and die outside the club, be the next River Phoenix. I mean correction, I mean he Fletcher. Who would think an awesome twin would deal the deadly pleasure? But there's no sitcom, so try to sit calm while I read you more scripture from the bishop's song. From these streets in this business, many disappear. They both will promise you, swallow you, then shed no tear. You know the saying, no hope for new nigga next year. Don't let it take your soul like it took Shakir. Don't let it take hold, keep your vision clear. You never know, that could be me or you next year.
Congregation, please stand. Receive the blessing from my motherfucking hands. Sit holy water, walk through the promised land. It's Bishop Lamar, my heel, crush the devil head. Hip hop is dead, that's what the devil says. It's all about swag, that's what the devil says. Limit some cash, that's what the devil says. Bless the trap, partake of my daily bread.
This when you get up in the morning.
Dear diary, what a day it's been.
I hope they release another album.
No, no, it's not serving me up.
Number one.
It's the goddamn
LB.
Shake your baby, make a baby. Crazy, make those baby making babies like, oh!
fuck with a nigga like me, cause a nigga like me don't fuck around. Niggas don't fuck with a nigga like me, cause a nigga like me don't fuck around.
Kicking lyrics right through your brain.
Tie on a bandana, then we lay him out fighting.
I get a feeling it's gonna.
Seems on the radio, I guess.
Back and you put your fingers down my mouth, like, no, no, do it.
How it was before,
yeah.
And how maybe, you know, I mean, you see that the rankings is going to come out. There's going to be some sort of ranking.
Yeah.
And if there's a number one next to it, I'm working hard to make sure I'm there, and, you know. And but on the producer side of things, sonically, yeah, when you put that MMM in, uh-huh. You listen to it, you're going to know the difference.
There's
a difference in his levels, you know? And so, you know, just as far as where I'm at, as far as with that musically, and then, you know, just, you know, making a decision at my last album, this is just a prelude to my last album.
Okay. No Way Out.
Yeah, it's almost like what you were saying about, like, the street team. So this is, you know, my efforts as far as to, you know, put out my... It's not a mixtape. It's a sonic motion picture.
Okay.
You know, I spent superstar money on making this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I wanted people to enjoy it for free. You know what I'm saying? On my birthday, you know, everybody supported me. I wanted them to enjoy it for free. And, you know, get into the sound and get ready. And No Way Out 2 is my last project. And I'm just at a great place. And I want to make that transfer. I want to put a lot of different new artists and producers on. I want to teach some new executives, so because I don't want to come to work every day.
Yeah.
I want y'all to come see me on this big old yacht, and if you have a question, we'll pencil you in.
Mm-hmm.
Bring a gift, and some positive energies and some jokes.
Yeah.
Because I didn't work too hard. I don't want to hear about no problems.
Uh-huh.
I'm all about solutions,
okay.
And I like some gifts.
You like some gifts.
So in order for me to lay that out the right way, that means I got to lay down the foundation of the right ones that could do it. So. When the phone is not ringing off the hook with the problem that I've bred problem solvers, leaders, and everything's gonna be all right, and everything's gonna be happy, and we're gonna dance.
Man, that deserves a round of applause. Okay, so let's get some game out real quick, because this is the most successful band to come out of hip hop history, almost the business aspect. I always wonder with guys like you, Jay-Z, or Pharrell, or 50, you know, how did you make the transition from the street to the boardroom, and what basic fundamentals did you learn that you could share with people? Because there's no difference between Sean Combs and any guy who grew up in any hood, right?
Oh, man. You have the end of the morning?
We could play it?
No, I want you to play the intro, because I think it answers that question. All right. If you play the intro to MMM, that's what it's about. MMM is really about, you know, I was watching Paid in Full.
Yeah.
I didn't go see it when it was out in the movies. I think I was being a hater. I think I was being a sucker. It's a rare point. It's like one of those solar lunar eclipses or something like that that happens once every 5 million years.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just like Rockefeller and they got movies. I ain't got no movie. I maybe didn't say that, but the little maybe sucker in me,
that's
probably like this tiny maybe said it. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So for some reason, I played myself, didn't see the movie, just caught up like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Was watching the joint. I'm like, Damon Dash just Scorsese. This should have won an Oscar. Where have I been? And it just kind of, I saw the relations of it. I was like, man, that's the road I was supposed to go down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was a Shakespearean tale. You know what I'm saying? This is the road I was supposed to go down. Because my father, you know what I'm saying, him being a kingpin, him getting killed, I was supposed to be the heir to that throne. This was supposed to be my industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so then I was like, imagine if Mitch, you know, he lived and survived and mm-hmm. took his business skills and applied it to the world of business. And so, like, I like concept albums, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wanted to do my thing for New York, to let New York know that there's a sound there, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I'm going to show y'all, let y'all hear the sound. There's a sound that we had. We all lost our souls a little bit getting off track.
Yeah.
You know, getting out of our lane, losing our soul.
When did that happen for you? What do you think? What point did you feel like you kind of lost your soul and got off track?
I would say maybe like Big Homie and Want the Love. You know, I uh-huh. slipped, you know, uh-huh. I got off on the wrong exit,
uh-huh.
which happens to people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And should you learn from that?
Yeah.
And so for where I'm from, I want to inspire New York artists that you can have your own sound, but you got to make dope records. You can't just be like, I'm from New York, I got a sound. You better write a record like Drake, like John Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You better go and you gotta you know, be able to compete with the best of them that's making songs. Because that's what it's about at the end of the day. Only the song survives. You know, when I'm gone, everybody gone, my song's going to be here. And only the song survives. So through that, my style of production is a little bit more cinematic, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And this is a sonic motion picture. And to kind of answer some of that real quick is I want to play you the intro off of what MMM is. So because it's not literally about Paid in Full. I don't think my name is Money Making Mitch.
Right.
I'm not a drug dealer.
Yeah.
I'm not. It's none of that. It's deeper than that. It's like this. There's millions of Mitches out there. We talking about a hustler spirit.
Yeah.
You got to understand, there's something difference between us and you. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the hustlers and the lazy ones that are just in the way. I don't even know what happened, why y'all gave up, but get out our way. Because we out here hustling. We trying to get it and mm-hmm. do things for our family and take care. Make sure baby girl got everything she ever need.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And this is just some of the music that get passionate. So this is just some of the music.
No, do that. Do that. It's your birthday, man.
Yeah.
Here it is.
And now I'm in the tunnel. So we don't get to hear whatever the fuck that was. But we do get to crack open some tunnel drinks. Okay.
relaxing in the tunnel a little bit, you know.
So, on behalf of the entire crew, I'd like to thank you for flying Combs Air, where all dreams do come true.
Yeah. I like how that feel, HB.
I hear it.
I like how that feel, man.
So you get that today at 3 o'clock, available everywhere.
3 o'clock.
Yeah.
No Way Out, too.
Yeah, my gift to you and your gift to me for just listening to it.
That's
and grooving and moving. Yeah.
So, yeah. So Ben, hello. Let me ask you some questions, man.
I don't know. I'm just feeling birthday-ish, that's all.
That's
I'm trying
up.
To be serious at the same time.
Who's your demographic now, you think? Like, do you think that the junior high schoolers and high schoolers are...
I mean, you know what the crazy thing, the blessing is just like the 90s is just so on fire.
Yeah.
And then being like the cat that ran in the 90s, like just literally every record that was a hit there, you know, just it's so... It feels good right now.
That's not true at all.
Don't feel
you
bad.
Know, I got, you know, I mean, you know, it goes from high school to, you know, it could go.
Let me ask you this. I feel like it's been a, I was talking, Clark Kent texted me this morning. Mm-hmm. And then he gave me a message basically saying, how can you, you know, with hip hop, we didn't cultivate us as well as we should have. I've been in this before. It was called hip hop culture. The elders didn't teach the youngins. And so how you could be mad at the youngest for not understanding what you've done, you know, what we've done as elders.
Mm-hmm.
You...
I ain't mad at nobody.
No. You ain't mad at nobody. Yeah. You've been in... It's been reported that you've been in a few conflicts with, like, Drake and J. Cole.
But, yeah, but check that. It don't matter if they was... It don't matter what age they was.
You don't think what the conflict don't matter what age they was?
Yeah, I mean, a conflict is a conflict. I mean, he could have been 55. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. It's not, I mean,
could have got it, basically.
I don't have any of that. You young, I'm older, separation. You know what I'm saying? I'm flying so over here, baby. If you want to come fly over here, we just...
Wings on.
This timeless right here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, you're welcome. Oh, I'll go over there. Yo, what's going on over there? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get caught up into the, you know, all that. I'm not in no, like, war with the youngins versus the this or the that or... You know what I'm saying? That's who I'm doing it for. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing it to open doors. So when, you know, whenever your turn or whatever you're getting right now is, and I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Listening to this dude talk is exhausting.
You don't see it like that.
Listening to Puff Daddy speak is exhausting.
And just to go back on those incidences, those things was like nothing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying it could have been like my boy who was 40 or something. Mm-hmm. It could have been the same thing. I had incidences with my friends, you know what I'm saying? I'm very passionate, my friends will tell you. And sometimes with my friends, we wrestle sometimes, and that's it.
Is that what happened with Wayne? Is that what happened with Wayne?
No.
Nothing?
Yeah, nothing happened with Wayne. Okay. I don't have any problems. I love everybody, yeah.
Oh, that's a beautiful answer.
I think things, you know, when people... you know, when people out partying and we hearing the thing, and I'm a communicator, so I like to get to the bottom of things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's it. So the record is clear. You know, everything's all good.
Everything's all good. Triple M, he's here today.
Yeah.
We got the one and only P. Diddy. Hey, man, do you still party the same? Because I've been to, you may not. You know, me, you, and Rich Nice used to end up in the same club a lot in New York City.
Yeah.
We got to the point where...
Wait, you was dancing?
What? Whole other side of me. Yeah, we used to party a lot, you know, and then we kind of stepped back off the party. Once this became popular,
the camera phone. Yeah.
Camera phone killed the party.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I go out every now and then. I like more to I just like catching a flow, you know what I'm saying? I just like to go with a vibe and catch a flow of whoever on that ride with me, you know what I'm saying? As I was saying, I don't discriminate, you know what I'm saying? You could be 80 and rock with me.
Okay.
You could be, you know, 19. You can't be acting like you like two, like you ain't got it together, though. We ain't got no time to go too far back. But it's like, you know, my definition of a party is different. It may just be like, yo, we got together.
I was
going to
say that.
Yeah.
It's so crazy he brought this up. Sway, we had a mutual friend, a stylist friend, Marnie. We was giving her a party at Hooters. And Puff just came walking in with flip-flops on and some sweatpants. People started whispering. I'm like, what's going on? It's like, oh, shit, that's Puff. Came and sat down. I'm with my best friend, Suzette Williams. So he walks up to Sue, give her a hug, and was like, yo, I never forget what you did for me. I said, what are you talking about? He said, yo, she used to ride me into the city every day from Mount Vernon. I ain't have a car, I ain't have nothing. Hugged her at the end of the night and was like, yo, whatever you need, you already know. And I was like, damn, for Puff to be on that level, to still remember that somebody did something like that for him when you didn't have a car, now to the point where, made, let's say, drivers, that you remember people did something like that for you from way back then. You mentioned Andre Harrell before, and there may be some other people. Is it people out here who helped you up along the way that we would be surprised, who actually looked out for you, so to speak?
Like, L.A. Reid, who I just, you know, did the deal with at Epic. The day that I got fired was the day that him and Babyface broke up. So we somehow got on the phone with each other and was consoling each other, you know what I'm saying? Because we was kind of left messed up. Andre was all right. Babyface was good. me in L.A., he was like,
oh, shit.
Yeah, what's about to go on? And so, you know, he's the one that brought me to Arista, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Man, you have that. You have Red Alert, who, you know, who would let me just sit in while he was mixing, who just took people, like, they felt the hustler spirit in me.
Yeah.
They would take me to the, to Union Square with them, let me carry their cases, you know what I'm saying? Even Clark Kent, you know what I'm saying? And then I got to return the favor with Andre or Clark Kent or whatever it is coming around, but there's just been so many people. Teddy Riley, one of the first things when I was an intern, I was the biggest Guy fan in the world, you know, and he's one of my top, him and Dr. Dre, Quincy Jones, those are my top three producers. And, I got to, like, hold his keyboard, the white keyboard joint.
Yeah.
He didn't know who I was, but I was the intern. The excitement level, I'm holding Teddy Riley's keyboard. Yo, I was in the studio with Teddy Riley just on the No Way Out 2 project. And when he wasn't in the room, I went and just touched the keyboard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you never miss that feeling, no matter how big you think somebody is or whatever it is. If you love what you're doing, that right there is always going to be there. But, you know, I mean, the list goes on and on. Rosie Perez.
Yeah. Rosie
Helped put me in. I mean, so many different people. Heavy D is the number one person that, you know, first believed in me. You know what I'm saying? And so, yes, you have to have that a level of help along the way, but I feel like I showed people that I wanted it. And so those are the type of people I want to help. I want to help people that wanted it, you know what I'm saying? And was going to get it and make no excuses. But yeah, I'm here because of people believing in my dream. I'm a dreamer. I express this dream, and then maybe there's a crazy person that's just as crazy as me believing that I'm going to do this. So, you know, and that's what I had to start paying more attention to, my responsibility as far as that. I always did a great job of it, but I wanted to be the owner of it. I want to own give back. I don't want to just make the most money. I want to give the most money away.
Yeah.
You know, I want to put the most, I want to change the whole world to the way it, you know, it can be. Now, I'm not sure the way it's supposed to be or anything like that, but it, you know, some of the things that are off a little bit, I feel I got a level of intellect that maybe I could, like, help out in a way instead of, and it's not for me. And I'm thankful about the, you know, the Forbes list and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
That comes with hard work. If you go and you work and you really put it down in the psycho way that I put it down, that's another level of working. You're just getting what you deserve.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. You're just getting what you deserve. But, you know, I say it passionately because, like, that's just, you touched on a point that's where I'm at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So many people I've had the privilege to work with and learn from, and I've only just begun, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Out of all your businesses, which one has been the most challenging, you say? Because you've been in the, you know, Sean John, you got Ciroc, you got Blue Flame, you got, you know, candles, you got all sorts of things that you're involved in. What's
Sean Inc.?
Sean Inc.
Yeah, Sean Inc. That's my personal company.
That's your personal company? Okay. That's the one that's been the most challenging.
It's the most challenging. I actually incorporated it, you know what I'm saying? And I actually have, I built the teams because, you know, one thing hit me one day. I was like, if you put the time and the focus that you put on all these other things and how important it is when the end result is some money, something you can't take with you and it ain't going to make you happy or ain't going to get you no love, but you don't use that same intellect that you have to create an infrastructure around you to make sure that you become the best that you could be. You become a better person. You make sure that you have, you, 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 you use your talents to make sure why God sent you here, that you like complete the mission. Because mm-hmm. you could get lost or something. God be like, yeah. He's not answering right now. He's off the grid.
There he goes again. Daddy's off the grid. This is not what I had planned, son.
You fucking up, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but I'm so back right now.
You're back.
Yeah.
You feel back, man. It feels back. Your kids, man, you got some really beautiful kids. And one of the things I always admired about you is you and incorporate them, you know, they're present. We all know who your kids are. Have you ever had to like spank your kids?
Yes.
You're a spanker.
Yeah. But you know, to be honest right now, I don't want to even get into that because I just don't agree with somebody telling you can't spank your kids. And mm-hmm. if I didn't get spanked, I would have been over for everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I don't, I to this day remember that spanking that I got. I crossed that street. Mm-hmm. I ran, you know, run up. Hey, mommy, wait, turn around and wave. Right on that Humphrey Fifth Street and Lenox Avenue over there, right by the bridge. Ran across. I turned around. I was like, I made it. Her face was like. Man, she said, when I get home, this was in the morning, it's 7 in the morning. She said, tonight when we get home, I'm aware you will never do nothing like that no more. That's the definition of me crossing the line.
Yeah.
Whole day was going, me and her had the greatest day. It must have been the greatest bonding day with me and her. Everything, we was old. So we go in the house, it's like 10:30, I'm dead tired. I'm tired. Uh-huh. Oh, you forgot about that ass with me, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You still got it.
Strip me down, everything. Put that ass whipping on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the difference between that red light. See, in my head subliminally, I know that there's a red light. So I've done a lot of different things, but because thank you, Mama, for that ass whipping, for crossing the street. You know what I'm saying? When I wasn't allowed to, there's a lot of things in life I'm not allowed to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I got, and so that's why no matter whatever situation I'm in, believe me, it could have really been worse because where I was ready to, I thought that where I was at was not crossing the line.
Yeah.
And I,
so what you're saying is that Puff Daddy done gone insane. Good. He should be crazy. He's got all that money. Go nuts. Be a weirdo. In your own way. This lady is trying to get run over. Alright. I'm gonna go inside. I'm gonna wiggle. I recommend you do the same. Maybe do it outside. I don't know. Do what you want to do.